With 7-10 in the recent rearview mirror, we're going to explore concentrates, a lot of different ways to consume them, but it's still not as dominant as other form factors. It's fifth largest product category in both the US and Canada, but we're seeing younger consumers exploring the category five times more than baby boomers, with Gen Z making the dominant purchases. So with July 10th having just come and gone, going to dive into this report from Headset about cannabis concentrates and do an analysis on this category data and trends, all coming up.
It's only entertainment.
Welcome back to the Talking Hedge. I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast. So with Canada being in their 2.0 stage with concentrates and everything other than flower, it is up a little bit, almost 3% since the last report we did. And in the US, it's decreased. It's down from about 9.5%. In Canada, that's the third best selling product in that cannabis 2.0 category behind vape pens and edibles. And in both countries, the fifth highest revenue product. That's behind flower, of course, and there's more money to be made in pre-rolls and vape pens and edibles. Looking at that market share of concentrates over time between the US and Canada, the majority of the last couple of years, they've hovered right around or just below 10% of total sales in the US, and that peaked in 2020. And then market share dropped through the first quarter of 2021 and then stabilized. That was probably because everyone switched to edibles during the lockdown. A lot of people kind of shifted away from a consumption or a combusting and didn't smoke, flower, pre-rolls, concentrate, or anything by comparison to edibles. In Canada, a concentrate market rose a little bit more steadily than other cannabis 2.0 categories. The market share in concentrates is probably plateaued around 4% of sales. And there's been a little bit of a decline in concentrate market share in both countries over the most recent time frame, which is a trend we'll have to kind of keep looking at to see if post-COVID is just a little bit of a different market. Looking a little bit closer to states and provinces and that market share, shouldn't be all that much of a surprise that state markets have higher concentrates than any Canadian provincial market. The U.S. just has more of a culture and a demand for that. So U.S. states with the highest market are the oldest. So it's going to be Oregon and Colorado, Washington. If you look at Massachusetts on the low end, it's only the U.S. market with less than 5%. So far this year. And in Canada, Alberta is the highest market share with 4.5%, with Ontario the lowest. So it looks like there's an inverse relationship between age and concentrates. The older you are, the less likely you are to use them. Customers tend to choose concentrate products a lot less as they move up in age. So consumers in Gen Z contributing triple their amount of cannabis spending to concentrates compared to baby boomers. And then within all age groups, males are significantly higher than females. And this is even with pricing coming down. So you can see the average equalized price of concentrates in both Canada and the US over time, or at least over the last 2 years. The average price per gram of concentrates across all segment sizes, there's some volatility, but that price is coming down. Especially during that first year in Canada, everything's always high initially, kind of comes back down. But we can see that the average equilibrium price of the category started at $50 and then plummeted down to $30. And then since then, concentrates in Canada have been steadily decreasing. I was around $26 in May of 2022. That's a 50% drop since January of 2020. And then with the U.S., price has been a little bit more steady, more mature than Canada. California is probably one of the older ones out there. But there's been a fair and steady decline in pricing since August of 2020. And that goes along with everything. They had to significantly increase discounts. And we're going to talk about that in a different podcast about how basically 420 is dead in terms of the biggest day, sales day of the year, as more and more companies they've had to discount since COVID, and that's not going to go away at all. In fact, if there's not a 30% discount, it's not even going to get a lot of people off the couch into the stores. So that's kind of what we're seeing as the average price in concentrates in the US was $21. And then now we're looking at less than 18. So that's a decrease of 18% right there. Package sizes seem fairly consistent in the US for some weird reason or another. It's like 1 gram. And that's it. In California, it was kind of cool. You could get flour and a gram of concentrate in one package. They're kind of comboing that. I don't know if it works, but it's something I haven't seen in other markets. What we're seeing here is proportional unit volume being the most common package sizing in concentrates in both the U.S. You can see that 1 gram is dominating, which is pretty lame. If you get a 7 gram limit, why not just have, you know, 1 7-gram jar? Might entice somebody to buy their full limit. In the US, that's about 95% of all products sold is in 1 gram. And so that's a little bit different. If you look at other products, you know, worldwide, it's not sold like that. In Canada, about a third of their volume comes from 2 gram products, almost entirely of hash. So yeah, I'd want to buy more hash too. All right, then looking at this last graph, showing the market share of several concentrate segments and their values across international lines. And that's to try and take away the popularity levels in the US. There's different, obviously, popularity levels. So we can see that hash, as mentioned, very popular with Canadian concentrate consumers. It's the highest revenue concentrate segment so far this year. In the US, hash only contributes to 2%, which is crazy to me. Hash is amazing. Shatter is a preference to Canadian customers with 25% market share, while it's only 7% in the US. I don't like shatter because when you open it up, it shatters everywhere. I typically don't buy shatter. I don't buy concentrates anymore. I love some hash though, but it's hard to throw down $50 for a gram or two. I want to pay like the farmers. I just don't want to let go of that much money. So there's gotta be some price that comes down for me to buy hash. Definitely do it when I'm in Amsterdam, Lebanese, hash, Moroccan hash, all good stuff. There's also butter, batter, hash, shatter. There's a world of concentrates out there. So trying to navigate that with some good insights is going to help. So hopefully this will give you some kind of knowledge or in-depth analysis to kind of stay ahead of the concentrate game. Up in Canada, there's a brand, Hank, and they have like a hollow tube, almost like a straw, supposed to be a hash joint. Very creative. I'm still haven't gotten my hands on it yet, but as soon as I get my ass up to Canada, I'm going to be smoking a Hank hash joint. Those aren't the only discrepancies in concentrate segments amongst US and Canadian markets. Let me know what you guys think in your own hometown and what you guys are seeing.
With that, we're going to roll this one up. I'm Josh Kincaid. This is The Talking Hedge. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't, and I'm out.
Don't forget to smash that like button on your way out and check out these other videos that we've got.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
How do cannabis CEOs balance growth and optimization strategies? What is THCO, Delta 10, and CBNA, and why should you care about these minor cannabinoids? And why isn't the endocannabinoid system covered in medical school? Most people think they're up to date in trends in the cannabis industry, but they're about 6 weeks behind. Learn about what is truly next in the cannabis space by joining myself, Brian Fields, and Kellen Finney every week on the Dime Podcast, and of course, on PodConnects.